Afterword to Section 47. It is a truism that creative writing teachers either inspire their students to write in their own voice and style, or produce replicas of themselves, protégés who cannot escape the master's influence. And it is no accident that in this section Whitman praises the first form of education. He most honors my style who learns under it to destroy the teacher. The discovery of our identity, which depends upon the cultivation of our particular gifts, our calling, is a lifelong task. From the opening pages of Song of Myself, Whitman urges us to seek that which is uniquely ours. You shall not look through my eyes either, nor take things from me. You shall listen to all sides and filter them from yourself. Now he calls himself the teacher of athletes, whom we admire for their ability to translate their individual talents into excellence, for the ways in which they test the limits of their minds and bodies. From the original Olympic Games in Athens to modern-day World Cup matches, tennis championships, or ski races, we celebrate how great athletes spread a wider breast than anyone before them. Become themselves, that is. I was a midfielder on my college soccer team, and when my playing days came to an end, I coached at my alma mater, where over the course of a season I learned that it is not enough to demonstrate a move or explain how to run into space. Once a player has mastered a certain set of skills, it is better to teach straying from me, in Whitman's words. And what is more exciting than to imagine where such straying might lead? This is what will create a vibrant democracy. Everyone straying according to their own lights, regardless of their station. Meanwhile, the poet's words will itch at your ears until you understand them. Ichiro Suzuki, the star baseball player who has gotten more than 4,000 base hits during his career in Japan and America, has an unorthodox style of hitting, bailing out of the batter's box as he swings, as if to run toward first base even before making contact with the ball. A television announcer once said that with that swing he should never have succeeded, and yet one day he will enter the Hall of Fame because he has perfected a way of hitting, a style of play that is not replicable. Like any masterpiece of art or literature, music or dance, works of the spirit that teach us how to live more fully, to resume, as Whitman said, what I have told them.